Blackstone Audio presents
In the Frame by Dick Francis. Introduction. In the Frame was conceived in Czechoslovakia, incubated in Australia and New Zealand, and written in England. We, my wife Mary and I, were with the remarkable Lady Byrne specialist doctor who translates my books into the Czech language in her spare time, when she had business to attend to with a painter friend of hers. She took us briefly to his studio, where our eyes and emotions were bombarded by massed canvases of extraordinary passion and vigorous jumbled color, chiefly on the subject, if deciphering were possible, of the feeding of the multitude by five fishes. As the painter spoke no English, nor we a word of Czech, asking for meaning was impracticable, especially as, according to my translator, he couldn't explain them to her either. We visited her apartment and found another of his paintings on her wall. Again the fishes, the thick, brilliant and dark colours, the unfathomable, urgent, mysterious message. I began unexpectedly to want to write about a painter, and I asked if we could go back and watch him work. To my translator's surprise, he agreed, and for two fascinating silent hours the three of us watched him sticking paint onto canvas with a sort of violent divine energy, using brushes, fingers, and even at one point his elbow to satisfy his vision. I came away shaken. I couldn't imagine being him. I needed a less driven artist for my protagonist. I thought I could manage a painter of horses. Later that year we went to Australia and New Zealand on a book promotion tour, and there, arranged in advance, I met Michael Jeffrey, one of Australia's foremost horse painters. He, too, generously let me into his studio and gave great advice about the use and mixing of colours. Back home in England, Mary and I read books about the chemical composition of oil paints and how they adhere to wood and canvas, and we filled out...